ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 27 एंटाइटल्ड लॉर्ड कृष्णास इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑन द प्रोसेस ऑफ डीटी वर्शिप टेक्स्ट Numbers 25 and 26. Padyopasparsharhanadin. उपचारान् प्रकल्पयेत् धर्मादिभिश्च नवभिः कल्पयित्वासनं मम पदमं अष्टदलं तत्र कर्णिकाकेसरोज्ज्वलम् उभाभ्याम् वेदतंत्राभ्याम् मह्यं तुभ्य सिद्धये पाद्योपस्पर्शाहर्हणादीन् उपचारान् प्रकल्पयेत् धर्मादिभिश्च नवभिः कल्पयित्वासनं मम पदममष्टदलं तत्र कर्णिकाकेसरोज्ज्वलम् उभाभ्याम् वेदतन्त्राभ्याम् मह्यम् तु भयसिद्धये पाद्य वाटर् फॉर वॉशिंग द लॉर्ड्स फीट उपस्पर्श वाटर फॉर वॉशिंग द लॉर्ड्स माउथ अर्हण water presented as Arghya, Adin and other paraphernalia, Upcharan, the offerings, Prakalpayet, one should make, Dharmadibi, with the personification of religion, knowledge, renunciation, and opulence. Cha and Navabi with the nine energies of the Lord. Kalpayitva, having imagined. Asanam, the seat. Mama, my. Padmam, a lotus. Ashtadalam, having eight petals. Tatra, therein, Karnika, in the hole, Kesara, with saffron filaments, Ujvalam, effulgent, Ubhabhyam, by both means, Veda Tantrabhyam, of the Vedas and Tantras. Mayam, to me. Tu, and. Ubhaya, of both. Enjoyment and liberation. Siddhaye, for the achievement. Translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. The worshipper should first imagine my seat as decorated with the personified deities of religion, knowledge, renunciation and opulence, and with my 9 spiritual energies. He should think of the Lord's sitting place as an 8-petaled lotus, effulgent on account of the saffron filaments within its hole. Then, following the regulations of both the Vedas and the Tantras, he should offer me water for washing the feet, water for washing the mouth, arghya, and other items of worship. By this process, he achieves both material enjoyment and liberation. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, religion, knowledge, renunciation and opulence are the legs of the Lord's sitting platform and occupy the 4 corners beginning with the southeast. Irreligion, ignorance, attachment and wretchedness are the intermediate legs standing in the 4 directions beginning with the east. The 9 shaktis of or potencies of the Lord are Vimla, Utkarshini, Jnana, Kriya, Yoga, Pravahi, Satya, Ishana and Anukraha. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langai Tegirim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dina Karanam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here in chapter 27 we are continuing these details, various details of deity worship. So in today's verse also few other details are mentioned. And in the beginning it tells about how the worshipper, how the pujari, he imagines in his mind, in his mental worship, he imagines the seat of Lord and invites the Lord to sit on his asana. So this sitting place, as we were discussing before in verse... in previous one verse it was described how the worshipper arranges his own seat. Now in this, in the verses today, it's described about Lord's seat or Lord's asana. So as we know, if there is an important or a big personality, we offer him a nice big seat. If you see in any function or any program, any conference, the chief person is given the best seat like that. So just by looking at the seat or looking at the asana, you can understand the position of the person like that. So as you know, in Vatican City there's this center of Catholics, Roman Catholics, and there's also a seat, big seat for the Lord. They don't know who the Lord is, that's a different thing. But the main thing is the seat, the big seat is given to a person, an important person like that. So here Lord's seat is described and there are 4 legs of that asana on which Lord sits. So the 4 legs are religion, knowledge, renunciation and opulence. And then Actually, astonishingly, another thing is mentioned. The intermediate legs, four intermediate legs are also there, which are irreligion, ignorance, attachment and wretchedness. So this sounds little strange that, okay, this is, if Lord is so important, most important, so the four legs of his seat are knowledge, renunciation, religion, opulence. So this sounds correct, but if you say another four intermediate legs are ignorance, irreligion, and attachment and wretchedness, so this sounds little strange. But actually in Bhagavad Gita, as Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhav samanvita, that everything comes from me, material or spiritual. So that proves that Lord is complete in himself. So the perfect things come from him, and also the imperfect things come from him. Like that. That proves Lord's completeness. Like that. That's not a fault in Lord, but that's his completeness. And Lord, he clearly says that this material world that comes from me, it's perfect in the sense that all the facilities are provided to the living entities to go back to Godhead. But there are some drawbacks, there's some negative points of the material world, and that also Lord clearly describes in the scriptures. So as we know in Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, when Lord says that this perfect knowledge that is given by me, so anything that comes from Lord is perfect, so the knowledge that comes from Lord, that deteriorates. So it is said in 4th chapter, evam parampara praptam imam raja shriyo vidu sa kale neha mata yogo nashta parantapa. So that this knowledge, nashta, it becomes destroyed over time. So it sounds very imperfect on the part of Lord, that anything, this perfect knowledge is coming from Lord, but why does it deteriorate? Because this is due to Lord's completeness. So this complete spiritual realm also comes from Lord, where nothing deteriorates. And this material world also comes from Lord, in which the things are deteriorating. And Lord is frank about it. He admits it, that okay, this is the place where things will work like this. So, and he gives the solution as well, that how to deal with that. So, although this knowledge and all the good qualities, and especially in Kali Yuga, it's deteriorating and going down, but there is the process given that we can follow and not be affected by this deterioration. Like that. So, same way, if we see in here, as we know, this deity worship, process of deity worship is described. So, these deities also, by our external vision, they look like, you know, metal and wood. And to our external vision, it seems like these deities also deteriorate over a period of time. You know, wood, there will be some deterioration, the metal, some chips will be coming out. So it looks like, oh, this is just like another matter, which over time, which deteriorates. But actually, it's not like that. The deity form of the Lord is completely transcendental. And it is called, this is Archavigra. And a Vigra, or the form of the Lord, is made of Satchidananda. So it's completely, it's eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So to the external vision, depending on person's consciousness, these external things are visible. But a pure devotee completely understands that this deity form of the Lord is transcendental. There is no wear and tear and deterioration. It's completely perfect. So it's full of knowledge, full of bliss, and full, it's eternal, like that. So, and same way, to the external vision of people who don't follow Lord's instructions, when Lord himself comes, as he came 5,000 years ago on planet Earth, So people thought his form is just material. And while he was present himself in front of everyone, people who had imperfect vision, they couldn't appreciate Lord's form, and they thought he's just like another human being, like that. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, avjananti mam muda manushim tanum ashritam, that who considers my form as just material, as a normal human being, he is a muda, like that. So he cannot understand the intricacies of what is Lord's form made of, like that. So for such people, he acts like a normal human being. So that's his perfectness. So that's his leela. So he in his leela, he acts like that, as a normal human being, as a normal householder, normal cowherd boy. But at time and again, he shows various inconceivable activities just to attract these living entities towards him, like that. And as we know, there's this pastime where how he left the material world. He was shot by an arrow of a hunter, and it seemed like he's just like a normal human being. He left, he died, and he left an external material body as well. So for people, it depends on their mentality and consciousness. What they want to look, what are they looking at, Krishna reciprocates like that. Ye yata mam prapadyante tan satay bhajamyam. So how that pastime happened was very interesting. It's given in earlier part of 11th canto that once these younger boys of Yadu dynasty, they were they went to a place, and there all these great sages were assembled. There Narad Muni and others. So they were assembled to do sacrifice, and then these boys wanted to just have fun, and they dressed up Samba as a woman who is about to give birth to a child, and they took him in front of these sages, and just jokingly they asked, "Oh, what do you think about the future of the child of this lady?" So, and the sages understood these boys are making an offense towards. It's a great offense to do some these to approach these senior Vaishnava, senior devotees, in a joking way, and so they understood the offense, but the sages said, "Oh, this woman will give birth to a club, to an iron club, which will destroy the Yadu dynasty." So although this family of Krishna, this Yadu dynasty, is Krishna's personal family, but this proves that even if there is it doesn't matter which family, or doesn't matter what the birth of a living entity, where a living entity is born. It's according to the action, and it was according to Krishna's plan that this pastime took place. No one can harm Krishna or kill Krishna or kill Krishna's family, but it was according to Krishna's plan that his pastimes were to finish on this planet, and he had to go to the spiritual to perform his pastime somewhere else. So he arranged this pastime in that way. So these boys got very afraid, and then they removed the dress of Samba, and they saw there was an iron club there. And they got afraid, and they took the iron club in the assembly hall. Ugrasen was there, and they were all. So Ugrasen ordered that just crush this club into a powder and throw it in the sea. And then they did so, and there was a fish in the ocean. That fish ate the small lump of iron, and later this hunter who killed. Who shot arrow at Krishna, he caught the fish, and when he cut the fish, he got that iron club, iron lump, and from that lump he made the arrow which he shot at Krishna. So this whole pastime, in the end it seems like, oh, Krishna is just like a normal human being, someone shot an arrow and he died. But his form is totally transcendental. Sachidananda Vigraha. Whichever form he comes as, he comes in his own original form as Krishna, or he incarnates in various incarnations, or the deity form. All these forms are totally transcendental. And by constantly hearing about the glory of such form, so we can, our mind get attracted and attached to such form, and then actually we will be able to understand what it means. So, to get the name itself, the Krishna's name, Krishna, it means the all attractive. So we all are attracted to various things, you know, as we know. So the function of eye is to see. So it's one of the sense, and every sense has a corresponding sense object. So now, our eyes are attracted to so many things. So, but the perfect object of attraction is Krishna, because he is all attractive. He attracts everyone in one way or the other, like that. So in another place, it's actually given a nice passage, few lines I would like to read. So it says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the reservoir of all beauty. All beautiful things emanate from him, and his personal form is so attractive that it steals the eyes away from all other objects, which then seem devoid of beauty in comparison to him. When Lord Krishna was on the earth, he attracted the eyes of all people. So that's what it describes, the form of Lord. So that's why so much time is spent in decorating deities, and of course these decorations don't make Lord beautiful. The decorations are beautified by Lord. So that's the wonderful thing about the Lord. Like as we were singing Damodar Ashtak, there it says the shark shaped earrings were going to and fro. So actually those earrings or these decorations don't make Lord beautiful. These decorations are made beautiful by Lord, because he is all attractive. His form is most beautiful, like that. So and everything, anything which is beautiful is just one small spark of Lord. So as in Bhagavad Gita also, it confirms that in 10th chapter it says, yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shrimad urjitam evava tat tat eva vagachyattam mam tejomse sambhavam, that whatever wonderful or whatever splendor, whatever beauty is there in this world, it's just like, it's like my spark, it's just one of small fragment of myself, like that. So if we think that, oh, if we are attracted by something in this material world, and we think, oh, this is just a spark, so what would be the whole thing? So if we think like that, and just by logic, that this statement of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, that, oh, whatever is attractive in this world is just like my small fragment. So if the small fragment is so attractive, how attractive would the Lord be, like that. So that's why we should try and understand about Lord's beauty and his various attractive features, and then our mind will be totally attached to Krishna and his beauty and his beautiful form. So that's why if we spend time in taking darshan of Lord in these different dresses, different decorations, so our mind, Krishna, that's what Krishna will come in our mind all the time, like that. And it is said, these Yadavas or these family members of Krishna, they were constantly watching Krishna, and they were, it's like Krishna's beauty is, he's the reservoir of all beauties, and these family members of Krishna, they were like drinking Krishna's beauty from their eyes. And that's unlimited. They are just drinking the beauty and getting intoxicated, like that. So we have to develop this practice of drinking through eyes. Krishna's beauty is unlimited. So in the spiritual realm, it's like, as we know, this nectar of devotion the ocean of nectar of devotion is unlimited. In material sense, whatever we do, it has a limitation. It is very limited. And people who are attached to material sense gratification, they have a limit to their material enjoyment. But spiritually, we can enjoy unlimitedly, like that. And people who think that they are on the bodily platform, they are enjoying, they are actually not. So if like these days, devotees are going out on the street and distributing books. So basically, if you stand there even for 1 hour or 2 hours, or whatever time, and you get to see so many people, hundreds of people, you get to see them. So if we just look at their face, what is their expression? It's pretty miserable. 99% of them are miserable. And 1% who are happy, they are also in illusion. That happiness is also temporary. They are happy about some illusory thing like that. But they are totally engaged in this sense gratification. So why are not they happy? So that proves that this material platform, there is no happiness. There is only misery. So just by this, everyone can do that. Just go to the city or wherever you are, just observe the face of people. What are their expressions? Very dull, actually, or on an average. And then, if you see, just some time back, we had, and if you see devotees, if there is an Harinam or Kirtan in temple, they look ecstatic. Their face just blooms like that. And actually, I was having a look at the pictures when we recently had Govardhan Puja. So it's on the temple website, if you see, iskcon.net.au. So there, if you see, just see each devotee's face, or even guests who were standing around. And when devotees were just encircling Govardhan Hill and dancing. So just observe any devotee's face. It's like happiness to the extreme. Just see the face of any devotee or anyone who was present in the temple room. So this devotion is so powerful that it just enlivens the heart like that. And that's real happiness that's there. So by hearing these pastimes, it's like, so what is the goal? Like Prabhupada has told, and there's this magazine also, Back to Godhead. And all the time there's this mention that we have to go back to Godhead, go back to Godhead. So basically, how does this happen? What is the procedure of going back to Godhead? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, he has actually said. So what he said, if there is a sincere person, if there is a sincere devotee, practicing devotee, so what is the process of going back to Godhead? One has to be very sincere. So then what happens if one is sincere? He develops this attachment to hearing the pastimes of Lord, hearing about the Lord. And once, so that's the first opportunity we get. So if we are sincere, Krishna provides this opportunity to get attracted to his pastimes. Now once one is attracted to the pastimes of Lord, then what happens? Then he is given a chance to participate in pastimes of Lord within the material world when he appears. So that's on the Bhauma Leela, when he's in one of the universes performing his pastimes as he performed 5,000 years ago on earth. So this sincere devotee who has developed this attachment to Lord, he is given this chance to participate in the pastimes. And then he is given chance to participate in Lord's pastime in the spiritual world, in Golok Vrindavan. So as we see, the example is there that when these brahmanas were there, who were just engaged in these ritualistic activities, ritualistic sacrifices, and their wives were very pure devotees. So they developed this attraction for Krishna just by hearing. So they were living they had never seen Krishna before. So just by hearing about Krishna, his beauty, his pastimes, their minds were totally attached to Krishna. And then when once, and Krishna knew that these pure devotees are there. So once when these friends every day when they go to the forest, so Krishna had this pastime, and then the friends of Krishna said, "Oh, we are very hungry, we want something to eat." So Krishna said, "Okay, go nearby, there are these brahmanas, just go and ask them for some food. They tell them that Krishna and Balaram are here and we want some food to eat." So these all the gopas, they went, and brahmana said, "Oh," they didn't even, you know, they ignored these boys and they continued their ritualistic activities, and they were very disappointed. They came back, and then Krishna instructed them again, "Okay, go to the wives of these brahmanas, they will give you, they are my pure devotees." So then when they went to the wives of brahmanas, they just ran towards Krishna. They were so pure because they had this attachment and attraction towards Krishna just by hearing the pastimes of Lord like that. So this is so strong, this hearing that we have every day. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Every day we hear these pastimes and try to develop our attachment. Of course, our daily life is busy. Sometimes we are sleepy also in class. But as much as possible, if we hear carefully, so this process, just by simple hearing, we can develop this attachment to Krishna. And then they had this pastime, and Brahmana's wives, Krishna told, "Okay, you go back to your husbands, they will accept you, don't worry," like that. So this this all proves that this attachment to the pastimes is required. So just by constantly hearing, regularly hearing, we can develop this attachment. And another thing in today's verse given is about the various energies of Lord. Here it says there are 9 Shaktis, 9 energies of Lord: Vimla, Utkarshini, Jnana, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, etc. So, how to access these energies? The best way is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So when we say Hare, Hare is the pleasure potency of Lord. Hara, Hara is the pleasure potency of Lord, and when we call Hara, it becomes Hare. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it's just like a call, or we are calling Lord's energy and Lord Himself to engage ourselves in His service, like that. So, and all these various, Lord has innumerable potencies. So there is that verse which says, Lord has innumerable potencies. So all these energies, Krishna has invested all these energies in His holy name. Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. So all these energies are within the holy name. So just by carefully chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can get attracted, and we can serve Krishna and all His energies, and we can reinstate our position. We can revive our original Krishna consciousness like that. So if you see, everyone is after these energies, these Shaktis, like for example, people worship Lakshmi. Lakshmi is energy of Lord Narayan. So everyone is after opulence or some benefit given by these energies. You know, they worship these Shakti Tattva like that. But we have to understand the connection of energy and energetic. Energy is never independent. If there is energy, means there has to be the source of energy. So that's Krishna or Narayan Himself. So we have to worship Radha Krishna, or when we chant Hare Krishna. So energy and the energetic together. So then we can actually access all these energies and serve the energies and energetic in the best way, like that. Okay, so I would like to end there and ask if you have some questions or comments on what we discussed. Yes, Prabhu.
I mean, it really is very good.
Sorry?
Many legs and legs of the Shem.
Oh, legs of the asana. Okay. So here 8 legs are described. 4 are religion, knowledge, renunciation and opulence. So as we know, religion, Lord, when he comes, when he descends, there are three functions when Lord descends: to deliver the pious, to annihilate the miscreants, and to establish the religious principles. So this religion is one of the leg of the asana where Lord is seated. So these are the things that Lord establishes. So he establishes religion in the best way. And I was also reading in one of the purports in Srimad Bhagavatam where it says that whichever actually incarnation of Lord, when it comes, they establish the religion. But when Krishna comes, he establishes the religion in the best way. He establishes all the four legs of religion. The religion is also, as we know in Bhagavatam first canto, religion is the bull, is in the form of bull. And four legs of religion are truthfulness, austerity, cleanliness, austerity, and mercy, compassion. So like that. So when Krishna comes, he fully establishes these four legs. So that's one thing. Then knowledge. When Krishna is present, he is like Satchidananda. Chit means full of knowledge. So when he comes, there's all knowledge. So that's one of the legs of his asana where he's seated. So and we know when Krishna left, he left with dharma and jnana. Krishna, it said in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, when Krishna left, the dharma, his religion and knowledge, it goes with him. But still, we have this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is representation of Krishna. Then, of course, renunciation and opulence. And we discussed about opulence, that how anything, Srimad Urjitam Eva, anything, any opulence, any vibhuti, any power or any opulence which is there. Vibhuti means opulence. So any yad vibhuti mat sattvam, Srimad Urjitam Eva. Any vibhuti which is there is just, it comes from Krishna. It's one of the legs of his asana. And renunciation. So in the six opulences that Krishna has, renunciation is one of them. So these four factors are very, very important to understand, that they are associated with the Lord and his seating place like that. So that would be my understanding of that. And then the other four legs, intermediate legs, are also mentioned in the purport: irreligion, ignorance, attachment and wretchedness. And that's also, and we describe how they also come from Krishna like that. And they are, you know, self-explanatory, and they are opposite to the other four legs. Is that all right? Yes, probably.
How to make our relationship with being with Krishna?
So actually we were reading yesterday about the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Most of our advancement in spiritual life in this day and age, it depends on our chanting, how we are chanting. So if we take some actual practical steps, actual steps to improve our chanting, and holy name, as we say, Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sarvashakti. Krishna has invested all his energies in the holy name. So if we increase, if we take some step, any relationship means some sacrifice. We have to do some sacrifice for someone else. If we have parents, if they are sick or something, we have to take care like that. So we have to sacrifice our personal things. So same way for holy name, what sacrifice we have to make to develop this relationship with holy name and Lord himself is just like, for example, if you have to chant, so how to adjust your day so that my chanting would be good as early as possible during the day, as close as possible to Brahma Murta. For that you would have to do some adjustments in your lifestyle. So that's very painful, because we have these habits, long habits of sleeping till late and relax, you know, just wasting time, watching TV, or maybe it could be anything, internet. So now, to develop the relationship with the holy name, we have to do some adjustments. That's painful actually. But for a relationship to develop, we have to make some adjustment here and there. So if we do that, our relationship becomes stronger and stronger. And more sacrifice we do, closer we come to the Lord, like that. And 2 days back, actually, Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he was mentioning that our advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on how much we can tolerate. So whatever happens in your life, these different things will be coming. You have a job, you have to do your household stuff. But if we just tolerate that and stick to our program, this devotional program, so then just see how our relationship gets deepened very quickly. Like that. Is that all right? Any other question or comment? Okay, thank you very much. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Nisai Gopremandi.